Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praying for the sick was the main event, and it was emphasized by all. But the sun went down on that, for the glory of God had moved on. But here came the greater glory, for the sun rose in the morning and brought the word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Oh, is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. The old way was good, and we thank God as we should, for the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown, as the glory of God had moved on. For the sun rose in the morning on this word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Praying for the sick was the main event, and it was emphasized by all. But the sun went down on that, for the glory of God had moved on. But here came the greater glory, for the sun rose in the morning and brought the word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. The old way was good, and we thank God as we should, for the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown, as the glory of God had moved on. For the sun rose in the morning on this word of glorified flesh and bones. Now is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Oh, sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. The old way, it was good. And we thank God as we should for the light of the word that did shine. But the sun went down on that which was shown as the glory of God had moved on. For the sun rose in the morning. Oh, this word of glorifying flesh and bones. Oh, is sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord, for this is the wife's day. Sunshine in the morning and all through the day. Give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Oh, give praise to the Lord. In glorified flesh and bones we were made. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
All Amen. Right. Praise God. Amen. Nothing new. That was nothing new in one.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. All right.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. We just appreciate the Lord. Appreciate all his goodness towards us and the way that he's moving this day that we're in.
Amen.
And it's just getting, it's just beautiful. Amen.
Yes.
How the
Praise
Lord
God.
Is moving. Amen. By his Spirit.
Amen.
Glory to God. It's promising this hour that he'll pour his Spirit upon us. And he did. Starting on the day of Pentecost, he kept the promise there, but he kept it in this hour too. Every generation, the Lord has kept his promise to that generation. So if we know generation and the time we're living in, the promise of God is very, very easy to discern and disciple that promise, know exactly what the promise is. And so what is he to do for us in this hour? That would be what he said he would do. And he's doing that. That's he meets every need, and he don't meet the needs of yesteryear. Amen, as Barbara said in the song there, we thank God for it, and thank God for what he did, and we praise him. Amen. But the sun went down on that day, and another day begun. Amen. That was another promise, a new promise for a new day.
Amen.
And so the thing we do is see what the promise of God is for this hour, and then we expect him to fulfill that. We don't expect him to fulfill a promise for another time. Amen. I love to study on the millennium. I love to study on how everything goes into the eternal time. Amen. But we're not there yet. That's not our promise. Amen. Our promise is not at this time. I'm talking about today. Amen. I'm not talking about him putting us in an eternal age right now. That's 1,000 years down the road at the millennium start. Amen. But it's just so good. See, the thing is, we're part of God, and we're part of God's knowledge. So, yeah, so we know that we're part, especially the Godhead. See, Jesus, he was the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Now, it weren't the fullness of God. And because God's always been, and God's spirit, and he always will be. And he's heaven, and he's so big, heaven and earth cannot contain him. But he wanted to become one with human being. And he came up with a plan that worked perfectly, which all of his plans does. Amen. That he would send the word to the Virgin Mary, and Gabriel brought that spoken word, and he spoke the word, and she became pregnant by nothing short of the Spirit and the Word of God, see. Amen. No man involved. See, it's not the work of man, it's the work of God. And that's the thing it is doing now on a different level. It's God's Word. He's got made a promise, and he sent his Word to perform it, and he sent the Spirit with it. And when we know that, see, that we can bring our thoughts, our mind, our mentality around that. Now, long back, a few months maybe, and I usually don't get the dates just right when I say a few months. Sometimes it's longer, but we ministered on the message, on the Word of God, and how that God's Word performs and creates the wife of the Lamb this hour. Amen, because that's what the Word said would be. And not only that, God's so perfect in his plan and his creative plan that he brought, when he sent Christ back, amen, he sent back all those that have died through the church ages that's to be part of the wife, to be here to hear a message. And when they hear this message, they become glorified flesh and bone, amen, as we are. They're already a spirit person. Now, I know a lot of people speak, and it's all right, I suppose, but they speak about, be glad, one man told my wife and myself, actually it was her uncle who was bringing back from the hospital, and he said, I tell you what, I have so many pains in this old body of mine, said, I'll be glad when I go on and become a spirit, you know, and be, just become a spirit and won't be, have no pain. Well, it's a lack of understanding as to what the promise of God is. Amen. He brings those back with him to hear a message, and the message is specifically designed to create glorified flesh and bone. See, and we get that first of all in our mentality, like we preach a message like I sang a few months back, and it was having a rapturing mentality. Amen. And to have that, you have to start with thinking glorified flesh and bone. And that will be a common saying to you, because that's what the message is all about, to produce glorified flesh and bone on the people. Amen. That is to live eternally and never die.
Amen.
Amen. So that's what Paul wrote. And he gave us hints and so on as far as he knew. But now he said, I haven't obtained. See, he let us know. I like the way he did things. He let us know, I haven't obtained this now. I'm just telling you about it. I haven't obtained, but said, I'm pressing for it. Amen. And then we know it was the will of God then take him on after he wrote some letters and so on. And the church rolls on. And they went through the dark ages and all that. And it wouldn't look nothing like the church did there in Paul's day when he actually preached, because they'd drifted and so on. And God let them go to the grave, but took that spirit to glory. That spirit went up. Amen. How did I know that spirit went up? Because it came back with him. Amen. That's 1 Thessalonians 4:14, that God sends the spirit back with Christ. Amen. And then send those spirits back that passed on, that is to be part of the wife, to hear this same thing we're hearing. Amen. It puts glorified flesh and bones upon them, but it changes our flesh and bones into glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. And it makes us one, and then we're together. Then we'll be caught away until the beginning of the millennium, say. Amen. So all those things are taking place, and we're at that day, at that time, and that's why we preach along these lines. A lot of people, they'll wonder when someone preaches something, and if they go back to it another time. Well, the purpose is, that's the thing that God is doing for this time period, and that is what God is programming in our mentality, amen, to think about. Glory to God. So when we think about it, see, we become creators ourselves. Amen. When we think about it, we believe it. And as we believe it, it will come more and more into play. Amen. And it all take place in this little time period called a moment and twinkling of an eye. See, that's what that was a little time period, a moment and the twinkling of an eye. And that's where these things I'm speaking of right now took place and is taking place and will continue to take place.
Amen.
Amen. And finally, together, we'll all be the same then as this message. It brings those that he brought with him, those spirits, and spiritual tabernacle, I believe what it's called in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. Yes, and it talks about he brings them back with him. Well, what they do is take on the glorified flesh and bone that's produced by this message, the same as our flesh and bone is turned into glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
Amen. So that makes us completely one.
Amen.
And it makes us the wife of the Lamb.
Right.
Hallelujah. So those are the things that we're looking at today, and those are the things that are coming to pass. And more to the people that hear and believe this message that God has ordained them to come to and hear, amen, you'll hear them talk about glorified flesh and bone. And they're not going to be ashamed of it. Amen. Don't mean they won't never get sick or anything of that nature, but they're coming into that realm, amen, to get all this, and it'll just be a new creature, amen, all together, see. Now, that's the totality of it. Amen. So here we are in this hour, and we're rejoicing in the Lord. We're praising God, and we're thanking him. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for this water. Amen. As Andrew Jackson says, I never take a drink of water unless I thank God for it first. Amen. Well, I'm not that much on that water sure is good. Amen. So here we are today, just as happy and contented as we can be, not troubled in any way in the spiritual realm and all that. We know how God's doing this, and we know it's coming into being, and sometimes we might not have the exact timing just exactly right, but we're not going to be off but just a bit because we're in that time period. Hallelujah. And so since he has come to this earth, now that's Revelation chapter 10. That was a great thing that took place. Revelation chapter 10. Amen. It reached back and showed the thunder's uttering, which was the voice of those seven messengers, church age messengers, and so on. And it brought all that in. And he had a little book in his hand. Amen. And we took the book and ate it, and so did those that come back with him take the book and eat it. Amen. And so together that produced glorified flesh and bones. See? And that's the message. Amen. That's what we're hearing. That's what we're believing. That's what we're walking with. And that's a thing that God is doing in this hour, to winding this up. And, of course, we're having an election coming up on Tuesday, I believe it is. And I have a feeling it'll fit right in with the winding up of all things. and we'll see things begin to take on a different shade or a different color, we'll say. Amen, as we pass this time period. Amen. So look up, rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh. Hallelujah. So all these things are so real to us today, and we just appreciate them. Amen. And I'll tell you what, the truth, it brings joy to our soul. Amen. So I brought that about the election. I'm not a politician in any sense of the word. Amen. I don't know my left from my right when it comes to politics. Amen. But I want to always be where that I can be directed by the Spirit of God. Amen. And speak things, and sometimes I don't see how they work and not realize I spoke them that way till I hear it back. And then we see just exactly how it works and fits right in. And we start off on any message we start off with. If it's brand new, we might have our places of stumbling and place of like that where we stumble along. But we'll as we study it out and go along, it begin to fit together like a big puzzle. And I know we used to round home there in the mountain. We didn't have electricity or anything, but around the oil lamp, we have a big puzzle. We'd somewhere or another, we picked up a big puzzle, about 1,000 pieces, I guess. And each evening, we'd kind of place it up and start working on it again. Several of us get around the table working on it and talk. Amen. And eventually, every piece become right into play. And sometimes we'd find one and try to force it in place, but it wouldn't work. Amen. You don't force this in play. You don't force this word. You just sit back and let the word lead us and guide us and carry us in the stream. Amen. So that's what we're doing today, just relaxing in the Lord, being blessed in the Lord, and not being troubled about the situations. We could almost have a nervous breakdown if we look out here in the world what's going on. Amen. But we know that this is not our place. Amen. We're already in a spiritual place, and more we'll see how all that comes into being. Praise God. And I'm so glad to be part of it. Amen. I'm glad there's a message. I'm glad there's a word. And I'm glad it just smoothing out and becoming just exactly what the Lord would have it to be. Amen. And when we look in the written word, we'll see that Paul, although he didn't tell us what would be in all detail, but he told us it would be. Amen. We'll be changed in a moment and twinkling an eye. See, he told us we would be, but that's left up to the ministry in this hour. Amen. Christ in this hour to bring this word. And soon it's the body. All the body members are talking about the same thing. I remember a good while back. It's coming into the 60s there in the 70s where I began to hear about Brother William Branham. Didn't know much about him. I'd heard his name a time or two. And I've heard a lot of people say he's a false prophet or he's this and he's that. And I really didn't make a great effort to go to hear him too much. But I did go to hear him preach on the Easter of 1965. And it was on the way into the tabernacle from out in Arizona, I believe, he had an accident, and the Lord took him on home. Amen. And I began to associate with the people that associated with him, and realizing what he'd done and his place in the program of God. And I find out that everybody was talking about Brother Brown. And it got to the place where they say, Brother Brown said this, or Brother Brown said that, and Brother Brown said, well, for that time period, that was probably good. At least it helped me for a while. Amen. But then I realized it went to the extreme, and God began to move on. And as God began to move on, that's where the importance came in, that we had to move on with God. And we thank God for it. That song went so good there, that Barbara sung there, and I wasn't thinking about this, wasn't even thinking about saying it. But as it passed by, that day passed by, we thank God for it. Amen. And go on as the sun rise on a new day. Amen. And this is the day, this is the hour. Amen. The song says the Lord has come to give us power. And that power is to translate our mortal bodies. Glory to God. Amen. That we'll have glorified flesh and bones. So that's a phrase that you'll be hearing until it's completed, see. Amen. The rapture takes place, and rapture means catching away. The Bible says we'll be caught up together. So we want the rapture. Word rapture is not in the Bible, but it means the same as being caught away, raptured away. Amen. So all that comes into being here, and here we are, right here at the beginning of the happening of it. And I'm talking about the rapture, the changing, and so on like that. Amen. And so more and more you'll hear the people, that's the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. Begin to talk about glorified flesh and bones and so on. And as God sees fit, those that they brought back with him, amen, to hear this and take on glorified flesh and bones, God will bring them into visibility as it's fit, because at the very time that we're about to be called away, we will be together. It says, and together, this is Thessalonians, I believe, there in chapter 4, 1 Thessalonians, and we'll see that there's be called together, we'll be called away, meaning that they will be brought into visibility. And we, by that time, we will have changed so much that we will be invisibility to them, and we have fellowship one with the other there. Glory to God as we talk about this glorious thing that God has done. Amen. It's truly wonderful what the Lord has done. Amen. And just think we're part of it. Amen. And we're just praising God for it. And it gets more wonderful every day. Hallelujah. And that's why I'm rejoicing in the Lord. That's why I'm praising God. And that's why we're doing some books. Amen. And the books we're doing is very much that way for the wife of the Lamb, see. Glory to God. And our writing started back in the early 70s, I suppose, late 60s and early 70s. Little pamphlets and booklets and so on like that. And I remember as I began to hear about Brother Brown, learned something on his place in the kingdom of God. I wrote a little book. It was called An Old Testament Prophet Comes to the New Testament Age. And I believe we still have that in print on the internet. So, and there was a few back before them. Some of them we didn't bring forward or continue with due to the different things. Mainly that we, our education was very limited, and we didn't have the help we got now. Amen. But now we've got some good help on our printer and all, and they help watch for us too. And there's my wife, Barbara Jean, she's real good on putting sentences together and so on. And Sister Leah Frugie from West Virginia. And we all get together, and not physically, but in the spiritual, we're together in the spirit, they go over, then I'll go over too, and we're checking each other out and being sure that it's said in a way that will be as much understandable as possible. Amen. Knowing it's for the wife of the Lamb, and there'll be a lot that won't understand. A lot of people think it will, I'm talking religious people, think it's just a lot of things that's unnecessary or maybe even foolish. Glory to God, but it's all coming out, and we can look back now and see. Amen. Back down the road which we've come, and all the valleys and all those things, and see how all along the way we didn't know it, but it was Him leading and guiding when we didn't know it was. Glory to God. So here we are today. Amen. And we've reached the fullness of Christ, as Christ and Christ has reached fullness, and the word says that with fullness of the faith of Christ. Amen. So those are the things that is a blessing to us. Amen. Used to be when we believed in Pentecost, and we still do, but back in those days of receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost, that's basically where the church stopped at. But they spoke in tongue, got the Holy Ghost and spoke in tongue. And it wasn't unusual. Somebody says, "Have you got the Holy Ghost?" If you visit a church that was a Pentecostal type, "Have you got the Holy Ghost yet?" If you say, "Well, I don't know for sure. I think I may have." Amen. They'll say, "Have you spoken tongues yet?" "No, I haven't spoken tongues." "You ain't got it then." Amen. So that's the evidence that you got it when you speak in tongues. And so we went through all those things, and that's all right. And we received some benefits along the way, but we had to discard a lot of things as more truth was revealed, and a new day began. But we must look at it like this. Revelation chapter 10 started a new day, and that's the day of the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Her day. Now we're living in her day now. Glory to God. And so a lot of these things we don't involve ourselves with at all. Amen. Somebody speaking tongue, we know that it's biblical to speak in tongue. If it's did right, but when everybody in church got a speaking tongue, then Paul said, when someone come and visit you, said they'll think you're mad. And that word, another translation says crazy. Amen. But here we are today with a message, glorified flesh and bone. And if they think they're mad that way, they'll probably think we're mad talking about glorified flesh and bone, see? Amen. But let them think it. Glory to God, because that's what's taking place. Amen. It's for the wife of the Lamb, and she alone is beneficial of the message that's coming forth.
That's right.
Amen. So here we are today, just praising God, thanking God. Amen. And always our books and messages hold out the hand of mercy to those that will hear. But we realize God is the one that reveals. It has to be revealed to us. Someone can teach us about it, but it has to be revealed. And that's the way it happened. That's the way it has happened to me all along the way.
Amen.
I tell you, it's so good to know Him.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Glory to God. So in this hour, it's just getting good. Just getting it don't get worse, it gets better. Better and better as we go. Amen. And that is when we're moving up with the truth, as the truth is revealed more and more. Amen. It gets sweeter as the days go by. It gets richer as the moments fly. Richer, fuller, sweeter, 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 sweeter as the days go by. Amen. That is when we have got our mind and heart and soul fixed in this message. And that's what we are. See? That's how you become the Word, say. Amen. That's how Jesus became the Word. Amen. He was the Word there, but He had to stay right with it. Although he worked, with his uncle some and traveled some on ships, moving merchandise and so on. And I've studied all kind of everything I can get on his life. And it don't give a whole lot from the time he was about 12 till he was about 30. But when he got 30 years old, something happened. And now I know, he could say, glory to God. And John made the announcement, amen, and baptized him there. Jesus, he was much like a normal person, but a good person. He came up and said, I'm going to be baptized. And John, he looked at him. And all of a sudden, when he looked at him, he saw a sign that God had pre-showed him before Jesus ever got there. Amen. Says, why come you to me to be baptized when I need to be baptized of thee? Amen. And Jesus said, suffer it to be so, thus becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. Amen. And Jesus was baptized by John, and as he came up on out of the water, the Holy Spirit came upon him like a dove, and the voice of Almighty God spoke from heaven, said, this is my beloved Son, in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Amen. Or in whom I'm well pleased, and so on, and a different translation. And if you hear me quote something just a bit different from the King James, I usually, if it's something pretty big, I'll let you know it's from another translation. Although I use the King James Version, but I do think a lot of time in reading, there's other translators on certain portion brings things out in a little clearer way. Amen. And so, but the main thing is, it has to be word in you. And so if that takes place, that one scripture, we had a sermon on it, talk about a new message, a new language, wasn't it? Wasn't it new language? Yeah, a new and pure language. So we don't necessarily have to use word for word what Paul said or someone else, because God's give us a new language. And if we do use a new language, it might not take us where we want to go, see? Or if we use the language that wrote for the church age, because God had the messenger there that brought them something that fit specifically for their age. Help them get through them ages. Amen. And if we try to take that and bring it and put on us receiving glorified flesh and bones, see, it just don't fit real good. So God, what did he do? He came and he gave us a new and pure language. And that's why he said he'd give a new language. Amen. So therefore, we're speaking the word of God and speaking it sometimes in a new language. Not like speaking in tongues or something, but new wordings to fit the time where we're in and so on, what God is doing, because God ain't trying to preserve us and get us through the dark ages. Amen. He's got us through that, got that part. Glory to God, there's people here that comes that way that he brought back with him, and they've taken on glorified flesh and bone along with us. Amen. And therefore, we're not just very close kin or something like that. We are Christ, the wife of the Lamb, which up to this time, we were more or less looked to as the spiritual body of Christ. And it was called many times mystical body. And you'll still hear that among theologians or something, the mystical body of Christ and so on. And so there's one preacher said something that I like real good. He was doing it as making light of some of the Baptists. He was Baptist minister himself, pastor of the Big Baptist Church. But he would say, he said, the Baptists there, they're going to be the first one to rise and so on. And said, I can take a scripture and prove the Baptist is the first one going to get them. So that perked everybody up. And he said, the Bible says the dead in Christ is going to rise first. And so we've become a dead group of saints. Amen. Not the doing and not having what we need. Well, the point was, the reason they didn't have what they need, first, they had to be in God's, that part of God's dream they dared to dream, see. But they didn't want to move on with new truth. They wanted to take the old and revive it. Sometimes you can't revive the old. You've got to have the new. And what good is the old when he gives you new? Amen. So the thing is, we have to have the word that he's giving out for today.
Amen.
Amen. And it's fresh, it's new, and it's powerful. It's alive. Amen. And that is us, the body of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Not just a mystical body, but the body of Christ in glorified flesh and bone.
Amen.
So there's a big difference in the mystical body of Christ, which anybody can say, I'm part of the body of Christ, a member of the body of Christ. And if you ask them a question like, well, are you taking on glorified flesh and bone? Could you tell me a little something about that? How did that work? Then that would, they don't like the, they don't like that too good. Amen, because it loses them. They don't know. But there is a people taking on glorified flesh and bone. Amen. Along with, and don't miss this, along with those saints that died in the church ages. Amen. All together. And the Bible says together. And I like that word together. Together with those he brought back. Amen. The part that came in under the message of like a spousal or engagement. See? Amen. See, that little book had two parts. Amen. But one part of it sealed away till right at the end time. Glory to God. Amen. One part is based basically on what Paul laid out and preached and what the messengers preached through the church ages. Amen. Each church age, they had to find a word for them, because what Paul preached, amen, didn't always fit the condition that was going on. Amen. When they're being put to death and slaughtered and in the dark ages and forced to go along with Catholicism and many different things since 325 A.D. started there, about Catholicism began to go into a denominational, make a denominational system there, and began years on down the road, it become a forced thing. You had to do it. Amen. Well, we don't have to do this. We want to do it.
Amen.
Amen. So this, and God just picked the book up, the message, and sealed it away until Revelation chapter 10. He brought it back and unsealed it. And first of all, he let us know what the seven, what happened through the seven church ages, the seven thunders and so on like that. Amen. Showed that part was already fulfilled, laid away, and now we got a new and pure language. Glory to God. And at the top of the page on that new and pure language is glorified flesh and bones. See? Amen. One of the main things of it, one of the main thought getters that catches thoughts, see? One of the main thought catchers. Glory to God. Amen. And that's the glorified flesh and bone. As you read that and the other things, they'll fall right in line with it. And you'll see that was the plan all along. And the God that had the dream, he dared to dream, that's plan, God's plan, see, or God's will, God's plan, God's dream. Amen. He daydreamed a dream, and he made it come to pass. Hallelujah. And we're right down here at the end of it.
Amen.
Rejoicing in the Lord, praising God. And in God's dream that he dared to dream, he allowed Paul to pick up some of those thoughts in the time period when the Bible, the New Testament being written there. Amen. He brought in things that he would bring forth into reality in our day. Amen. Like being changed in a moment.
Right.
in the twinkling of an eye. Amen. That time. And said, we'll be, to, then he said, together. And I like that word. That word together, that means so much, because it's those saints that came in under engagement or espousal, and the ones that come in here that's married, and we're married together. Glory to God, to form the body of Christ, see? And that's Christ the wife. Amen. Because in Christ, there was the masculine and feminine. We see that when God used that spirit over there to create Adam and Eve, he created Adam, both male and female. But it was unknown to Adam. It was unknown to everyone that there was a feminine part of that. Amen. Then God began to let Adam see certain things, look at the animals and everything. Everything had a mate. There he was without a mate. Glory to God. So God said, I'll make you a helpmate. He put him asleep and took that feminine spirit out of him and made a beautiful woman, put it in her. Amen. And her name was Eve, see. Glory to God. Now, that's laid God's plan out, and it comes all the way through, and we get into the New Testament, and we get into the time where that when Christ walked around here, the wife was in him. And Paul, he talked a lot that in him we live, we move, have our being in him. Amen. Well, he was crucified that way and so on, and the Lord's crucified. Amen. And went down, preached spirits in prison. I'm not going to go through that story there, all of it. But when he rose up, amen, he was glorified, and he had masculine and feminine in him. Amen. And so we see the masculine part, it is usually seen in a major way in the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we say. Right. Amen. But then after Revelation 10, he came back and he brought the feminine part with him, glory to God, and began to manifest it. Amen. Therefore, we become, you begin to hear about the wife and the little bride. Some people say the little bride. Amen. But as we come more into what God's, this ministry and so on, it's just plain why. Amen. Because bride, you might could take just before marriage or just after marriage. But when you say wife, glory to God, that sells it. Amen. The wife of the Lamb. She's all feminine. Amen. And a marriage took place. Glory to God. Amen. And that is reflected and shown in Revelation chapter 10 there. She took the little book and ate it. And that put us in a different category. And we were no longer the virgin. We're just no longer a bride in that sense. But we're the 100% pure wife. Wife of the Lamb. Amen. And that's what we're claiming today. That's why the glorification began to take place and all these things. And we're going to see it come into the full in this time period we're in right now, because it don't go in nothing. The next thing will be the millennium. It'll be 1,000 years, and all the natural people out here that we might be overly concerned about, and I say overly concerned because when we see this, we realize they're not the why, but they're good people, and they love the Lord. Amen. He will have a judgment to start him into the millennium. The wife will be there with him, but he'll have a judgment. He'll separate the natural nations on earth. Now, I want you to get that. Won't be saved people. They don't even have to be religious at all. He'll get them all together from the four winds, he said. Amen. You're getting in 11th chapter, 11th, 12th chapter, and 13th chapter of the book of Revelation here. Amen. You'll see all that, all of it come in there, and he'll gather them together, and there'll be a people come up to the judgment there at the beginning of the millennium. Amen. He'll separate them from the wheat, and as a shepherd separate the sheep from the goat, or wheat from the chaff, and so on like that. And he'll speak to them and ask them a few questions, and he'll put the goat people on one side and the sheep people on the other, see, as a shepherd let me get some more water here. Amen. Amen. Separate them as sheep. A shepherd separate the sheep from the goats. Amen. And he'll say to those sheep people, now these people not born again, and they're not saved, they don't have a glorified body or anything like that, but when God made Adam and Eve, he never made them to die. He made them to live forever. It was sin and a curse come upon the earth because of sin. And that's what caused death. And now that's gone. Amen. There'll be no death unless there's a very severe case where there's somebody just won't straighten out at all. That would be, you probably get that in Isaiah 65 and 66 along there. Amen. But as we go into the millennia then. Amen. By the end of the millennia. Amen. The devil who had been bound since the beginning of the millennium will be turned loose, and he'll go forth and he'll gleam the earth completely till he find those that will fit his spirit will fit theirs. Amen. Be like a perverted religious spirit or something of that nature. Amen. And he will gather them together and say, you talk about a millennia, you hadn't seen nothing yet. Wait till I get through. Wait till I get control of this thing. Then you will see a millennia. I'll fix a millennia like you ain't never dreamed of. It'll be so great and so wonderful. And on like that. And he'll deceive a certain people that want to hear something like that. Amen. But there's a people that's contented. They're so contented and relaxed and things that Jesus calls them sheep. Sheep people, see? Amen. But these goats, you can't get them. They raise a lot of trouble. Goats, though. You get them all together, and it's not safe to walk through them too much. Amen. But sheep, they'll lay down and they got a nature about them. See, that's the thing about it. They got a nature, and those people will go into the millennia and go into the eternal age now. They'll go into the eternal age, and they will never, ever, ever die. Amen. But be so happy raising their crops and taking care of the earth and making it like the Garden of Eden all over. Amen. It's going to be, well, it's heaven. You talk about heaven, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till you get in that eternal age here on earth. Amen. That's where the real things take place. Amen. There's heaven up there because Jesus sent it up. And there's where those souls, those spirits were of those souls that died through the church. But he brought them back with him, see. Amen. He brought them back with him in order to hear what you're hearing right this very moment. Amen. And we can glorify God for that. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Fact is, it don't hurt nothing to shout a little bit. Seem like these old bones of mine begin to get some a new strength to them. Muscle. Glory to God. Amen. All because of what God's doing. It's a working, not just in the spirit, but it's working in the flesh. Amen.
I'm glad you said that.
Amen. Praise God. Well, good. Amen. See? Amen. In the engagement, it was more like working in the spirit. Amen. Spiritually, you were the body of Christ. Amen. But now that Spirit of Christ came back to earth and brought those spirits with him, amen, and here, put them here with us, glory to God, amen, and changing our bodies into glorification. Amen. And bringing glorified flesh and bone on those, it makes us one. Amen. It makes us happy. Amen. It makes us glorify God. It makes us know we're in then now we can sing, I'm never alone. I'm never alone. The Lord is with me wherever I roam. See? Amen. So we're never alone. Sometimes it's in the just in the fleshly, earthly walk, it seems like a lonely walk. Amen. But when you look in the spirit, amen, you see what God dreamed in his, dared to dream in his dream and believe in bringing the path. Glory to God. You rejoice and praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
You,
amen.
Lord.
So this gets so good. It's getting so good that words, you have to have them new words. You have to have that new language, because we run out of the old words to describe. When you try to take the old words to describe this, you run short of words. You don't know exactly what word to use, but I'm glorified flesh and bone.
Thank you,
glory
Lord.
To God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we're here with the wife of the Lamb, the body, the whole body.
Amen.
The whole body. Amen. Now, not just half.
Amen.
Not just the part that came in under the Spirit, but the one that came in and become flesh. See, we are the furnace. See, and
yeah.
And they, when they see the,
is
that right? You done got, why? I tell you. My wife said, I just wrote that down. Glory to God, you're getting ahead of me here. Hey, amen. I like that, though. I like that when someone what did I say there about sometimes we run out using just the old words that we've known in the past that were need a new and pure language. Amen. To describe this. Amen. And start by glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And those that come down from heaven, and that's made very clear, he sent those spirits. Those that come down to heaven, they take on glorified flesh and bones too. Amen. They got their spiritual being, but they ain't glorified flesh and bone. Amen. And now they come to take that on. And basically that's what this message does. It gives glorified flesh and bone. Glory to God as we see, as we believe, as we walk with it, as we claim it. Amen. As we dare to believe, see. That's the thing about it. Dare to believe. And we can't dare to believe unless we got a revelation to push our belief on. Hallelujah. And it don't mean that somebody that say they believe and can't get together. It's God furnished the belief. He furnished the faith. It's revelation. And that don't come from natural learning. Amen. It comes from spiritual learning. And once the revelation comes, then we begin to put it in action.
Amen.
Amen. Our mouth begin to speak it.
Amen.
Amen. Speak the word. Amen. It said that Jesus said, speak the word. And that's what Jesus did. He spoke the word and Lazarus raised from the dead.
Amen.
Glory to God. He spoke the word and the blind man could see. Amen. And he even took some mud off the spit and made mud. And he, amen. And this would look, now this would be something I tell you, I don't think I would do unless really, I'd really have to have good, clear instruction. Somebody come and they couldn't see and want me to pray for them or something, just spit down on the dirt and make up a little little mud puddle and rub on their eye. Say, now you go wash them.
Yeah.
I imagine they would, yeah, they probably would get a good fist in the face or something. Amen. Or get put to jail for practicing medicine without a license. Amen. Or something of that nature. Glory to God. But here we are today rejoicing in him, praising God. And the new language come in handy. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, if we get shouting here, then we... Amen. But that's all right. Amen. That's part of it. Because on their Pentecost, they shouted out in the street and all. Well, this is twice that. See, it's not only the masculine part of Christ, but the feminine part. So if they shouted out of the building into the street, then why not us shout a little bit? Glory to God. Amen. So we see that new and strange language.
Pure language.
Yeah, it's strange to everybody else, but it's pure to us. Amen. It's pure to us because it hadn't been polluted, see? Amen. Language that, it's so strange that popped out of the word here, right here at the end. A new and strange, a new and pure language. Glory to God. It means that that day, his sun has gone down on that day, and it's coming up on another day, and here's a new language, a new way, and amen. So here we are today, just rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, amen, and carrying on this world, and making good citizens too, amen, and not having to be locked up, or not doing stuff to like that, just being a good citizen, but meanwhile, glory to God, rejoicing in the Lord, praising God, amen, using that pure language, amen, new and pure language,
amen.
Glory to God, get that new in there, amen, all right, praise God, I love the Lord today,
amen.
I appreciate him, and this is kind of how I talk, so you know how I talk now, amen, and you know what I talk about. Amen. It's just so good, so real. Amen. So you might say, well, I don't want to talk about that. Well, that's all right. Hey, pay me a visit some other time then. Amen. Or if you come around a little bit, you probably get liking to talk like that. Amen. So just glorify God and praise him and realize that what we're doing and the way we're going, everything's working just like it's supposed to. Amen. So God bless you. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we praise you, we thank you, we love you. And we just thank you that you helped us and brought us thus far, Lord. Amen. And we just appreciate it. And knowing that you have brought us from the time we were born, just weighing about 2.5 pounds, and it was said that we couldn't live. And they put us in a shoebox and put us in a chest drawer to kind of place keep us warm while we did what we were going to do. And lo and behold, Lord, you helped us and we lived. And here we are today. And now we see it was for a purpose. Amen. And many people are receiving benefit of that purpose.
Amen.
And we praise you for it. And thank you for the word. Thank you for the word made flesh. Amen. And for the glory of God.
Amen.
Lord, we just praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Amen. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Amen. Bobby, you have one to sing for us? All right. Well, that's all right. If you can quit rejoicing, well, just rejoice, yeah. Amen.
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 Glory
to God.
All right. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Christ, the wife in the earth, we're a special part of the word, taken from the glorified Jesus Christ, clothed in fine linen, clean and white. And we can say with certainty that we were made wonderfully, wonderfully. Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones, and I give glory to thee. For you made me wonderfully. When we talk about Christ the wife, our hearts swell with joy, honor, and pride. and we're living at our part of God's dream that he dared to dream and believe. And it was all done purposely that we were made wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. Oh, wonderfully, Lord, you made the wife wonderfully. And this is my story, this is my song. You made the wife glorified flesh and bones. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully. And I give glory to thee, for you made me wonderfully.
Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, I tell you what, I wrote down something really good. Okay, if you want me to. Yeah. Okay, he's wanting to know what I wrote down, okay? While he was preaching there, I thought about like when Jesus said that he had been given the commandment from his Father to, you know, lay his life down. He said, I can lay it down and I can pick it back up. He gave me this power to do this. And because that was the will of the Father. Well, he gave us the power to translate our mortal bodies. He put that word in us, and that, and we have the masculine part of Christ and the feminine part of Christ married together. And this is the fullness that he has put in this body in order for us, you know, for the changing of our mortal body, because we're all together furnishing the feminine part of the Christ spirit, a physical body of glorified flesh and bones. Yeah. We're not providing a spiritual body. Like Paul said, he said, you're baptized into the body of Christ and your members in particular. And he was speaking about a spiritual body. And but that the feminine part of the Christ spirit had not solidified in them. You know, a marriage didn't take place. So they didn't get the glorified flesh and bones. But it did for us. A marriage took place. And that feminine part of the Christ spirit solidified in us. You know, we were married to the Lord Jesus Christ, and we see the fullness here now. And he gave us this power for the changing of our body. So the wife is actually glorifying herself and with what he put in us. And I just praise him for that revelation and everything. And you know, it's the wife's gospel. It's our message of glorified flesh and bones that actually causes Paul and all of the others that are part of the wife. It causes them to become visible. Yeah. You know, it brings them into visibility. This message does. What we're saying, what's going forth, what we're talking about, what we're telling. This revelation does it. This is the power that he gave unto the wife of the Lamb, the fullness of the Spirit. And I just praise you for it, Lord, and thank you for the message. I really got some good things out of that.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. God. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, I didn't write down everything.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Isn't he wonderful?
Amen.
Amen. And isn't she wonderful?
Amen.
Isn't she beautiful? Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Now,
praise God.
Now it has gone to the place where it's got a he and a she.
Amen.
Amen. He's the king on the throne. Amen. She's the queen that sits by his side.
Amen. We praise you, my Lord.
Glory to God.
Praise you.
Amen. So we'll go ahead and close out here and continue to work on back in the back there, and getting it on the sound system, internet and all that. So we'll go ahead and dismiss you before we start shouting again.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for the service today, for the glory of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.